This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India and Argentina have agreed to enhance cooperation in key sectors, including trade and commerce, technology, defense, space, health and pharmaceuticals, and further deepen the strategic partnership between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Argentinian counterpart Javier Milei held a productive meeting followed by delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. Meanwhile, Mr. Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In a social media post, he said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil across several key sectors, including trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. This is the fourth visit of the Prime Minister to Brazil. The Prime Minister was extended a grand welcome by the Indian diaspora and the Indians in Brazil. Several people had gathered to enthusiastically welcome him. A group of women performed Kathak to salute the Indian Armed Forces for the successful Operation Sindoor. A Brazilian group called Astralite rendered mantras and sang a devotional song. The diaspora, wearing traditional Indian dresses, holding the national tricolour, greeted Mr. Modi with Bharat Mata Ki Jai slogans. They also sang and danced to the drum beats. This evening, the Prime Minister will deliberate on the BRICS agenda and attend the bilateral meetings on the sidelines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed various issues of bilateral cooperation, including collaboration across multiple sectors to further strengthen strategic partnerships, joining her meetings with BRICS counterparts in Rio de Janeiro last night. In a meeting with Russian Finance Minister Anton Siluanov on the sidelines of the BRICS Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting, she discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the New Development Bank. Ms. Sitharaman also met with Lan Fuan, Finance Minister of China, and Fernando Haddad, the Finance Minister of Brazil. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dr. Mukherjee had sacrificed his life to protect the honour, dignity and pride of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister and BJP National President J.P. Nadda, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh and other leaders paid floral tributes to Bharatiya Janasangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his 125th birth anniversary at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, MPs Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj also offer tributes at Dr. Mukherjee's statue in Shahidi Park, New Delhi. The Ashura al-Muharram is being observed with due reverence and solemnity in different parts of the country today. The day marks the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Hazrat Imam Hussein, and his companions who laid down their lives in Karbala for upholding truth, righteousness and justice. Heavy rain lashed parts of Delhi, bringing the much-needed respite from the scorching heat. Similar weather conditions are expected over Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh over the next 2 days. The Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for these regions till Tuesday. Extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Himachal Pradesh is also predicted for today and in the Ghat areas of Madhya Maharashtra over the next 2 days. In the United States, at least 49 people were killed and 27 children went missing following flash floods in Texas, prompting massive rescue efforts. The dead include 15 children. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives, especially children in the devastating floods in Texas. In cricket, India have surged into a commanding position in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. As play resumes this afternoon, England trail by a massive 536 runs with Ollie Pope unbeaten on 24 and Harry Brook on 15 as the host ended day 4 on 72 for 3. The match will resume at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.